know, for me, it's not about who has the credit for one of America, one of the world's most ancient, important civilizations, Africa. But I've read the Egyptology. I've seen the real numbers. They're out there if you research it. And they go dig up the mummies, and they're like, well, this dynasty's African, and this dynasty's white, this dynasty's Arab, and this dynasty's black, and this dynasty's a mix of people. It's exactly what the last guest, Billy Carson, said, is it was a capital. And there were groups battling over control of that capital who believed they were in contact with God's emissaries. And the Old Testament says that too. So it's just amazing. It's absolutely amazing to know the history of this and to know the globalists know our real history, and they're keeping it from us, trying to keep what our real destiny is. We're all special, whether you're Anglo or African or Asian, and there's only three groups. Everybody's a mix of that. They do the genetic testing on, like, tribes in southern Mexico that are 100% Native American, and they're Chinese. Their genetics, you know, whenever they came over. I mean, this is amazing stuff. We're all humans, and we were all brought together in Egypt because they dig up the bodies. They're like, well, why is this dynasty this color? This dynasty's that color. And everybody debates over what color they were. They were all the colors. There was all the people. Like he said, Asian, they dug up Asian pharaohs. Like, what is that? There was a big thing going on in Egypt, folks, and in other areas of the Middle East. The Middle East is the center of all this. It's beyond fascinating. It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible to think about where humanity comes from and how old we really are and what our plans are. All right, Drew Hernandez, I love Drew. He's about to take over. It's all part of God's plan. But please understand, I'm taking on the CIA and the Justice Department, the New World Order. And I'm not like some badass, like arrogantly saying that, like, ah, screw you, I'm taking you on, I'm beating your ass. No, I'm weak compared to these people with their power, but through God, I'm strong. And through you supporting us, I'm strong. So I need you to decide, hey, this guy's fighting for freedom. Plus, this guy's great products. I'm going to go to InfoWarsStore.com with a big 40% off summer kickoff sale for all the great products. And now X2 back in stock. Maybe your last chance to get it. And all the other great products, the Ultimate Fish Oil and VasoBeats and Ultra 12 and DNA Force Plus and Bodies, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. But separately, my dad's company that's been here 13 years made all the supplements, and they kicked the supplements out the last few years when they took this over, when we've taken it back now, DonnerJonesNaturals.com. And now they've got the highest quality colloidal silver for 57% off. That's a barn burner. $12 a bottle for 30 parts per million colloidal silver, next level foundational energy, the multivitamin, top brain, rocket rest, the nano silver products. Go to drjonesnaturals.com. I know in a sea of advertisers, in a sea of stuff, you're like, one more ad. It's not one more ad. These ads and these products fund rebellion against tyranny, and it's your choice to go there and experience how amazing Rocket Rest is with all these super strong compounds, give you some of the deepest, cleanest sleep, so good for your whole body and immune system you've ever experienced. DrJonesNaturals.com and TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, is now only available at DrJonesNaturals.com. So go to DrJonesNaturals.com and get Turbo Force and support us. My dad's company is a great sponsor in the fight against tyranny. Turbo Force, exclusively available, 43% off. I should have had that, even though it's about to sell out, at DrJonesNaturals.com. And while you're there, get some Nano Silver Super Blue Toothpaste. Get some Rocket Rest. Get some Kava Chill. When you're at DrJonesNaturals.com, and I humbly thank you for keeping me in the fight, because that's my mission. We've already had such an incredible effect. We've already changed the world together. Imagine what we can do in the future together if you just share the article, share the videos, pray for us, and buy the products at drjonesnaturals.com. All right, I'm going to end my part of the live transmission. Drew Hernandez is going to take over the next 55 minutes. And then Owen Schroyer, the Cuck Destroyer, 3 p.m. Central in 55 minutes from now, the War Room. Infowars.com/show. The link will be up at Real Alex Jones. It's up to you to share the link. Thank you for your support. I humbly thank you all. God bless. We'll be right back. Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
InfoWarriors, you are now watching the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, and all praise to our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ is King for another day of life for us individually as human beings, but also another day to fight for InfoWars within the InfoWar. Obviously, by God's grace, we are still here in this fight within the InfoWar, pressing on until God calls it. But until that happens, we are going to continue on into the future. And, you know, I've been talking about this on my shows, on Drew Hernandez Live, or wherever else you may be catching me hosting, is honestly, what are we about to face in the next couple months, not only leading into the November 2024 election, if it is a free and fair election, we'll see. But even after that, I think it's pretty clear at this part of the election year that they are attempting to throw Trump in a jail cell. And if we get Trump in a jail cell, obviously he will not be able to be on the campaign trail. He's already not able to be fully on the campaign trail because of the lawfare and because of the court dates and because of all of this garbage that's keeping him distracted and disarmed from being on the campaign trail. But if they don't put him in a cell, which might be a little more complicated than one might realize, I definitely think they might put him on house arrest for sure. That is there's no doubt in my mind. Putting Trump on house arrest is definitely probably most likely where they're going to go. Now, that's just my analysis. That's just my prediction. I'm not giving you a thus says the Lord. I'm just saying it makes the most sense to me because there are many different avenues they can go. They could launch another bioweapon. They could launch at the same time, simultaneously, mass race riots before. They could launch World War III before, just a total nuclear exchange in Europe or any other part of the world. And what we can clearly see is we may not even have an election. They might just shut this entire thing down, roll in the mass mail-in ballots, or just call a total nationwide national emergency, shut everything down. That is definitely a path they can go down. But one thing that I've been thinking about a lot, and I think I've mentioned it here on the Alex Jones Show a couple times, is, well, what if the too big to rig theory is correct? What if we actually get that W? What if they just allow it? What if they are looking forward to a mass destabilizing event through that path, with all of these narratives that have come together that we've seen being woven over the years, right? Starting with Trump is a Nazi, Trump supporters are a Nazi, they're white supremacists. Fast forward to Charlottesville after that. See, we told you. He's even defending the Nazis. He's even defending the white supremacists. Fast forward even to just January 6th, that op that was ran. Then they officially have their event to point to. See, this is worse than Pearl Harbor. This is worse than 9/11. Right-wing MAGA Republican extremist terrorists, correct? And we could see very clearly that this has been a woven narrative, especially post 2020, right? Like I said, J6 and those that deny the death jab, those that deny the forced vaccines and death jabs. We've seen this in various different parts of the world where citizens in New Zealand, Australia, different parts of planet Earth, where citizens and societies were encouraged to report those that defy or not only even defy the lockdowns, but express a displeasure, right? Like this is how far they'll go. And this is why they have a God complex, because they want to control the conscience of human beings, just your thoughts. But, you know, George Orwell, 1984, thought crimes, thought criminals, right? This is the whole idea, because they, in their own minds, view themselves as the gods of the future, masters of the future, of the universe, of the past, the current, and the future. And as I said, even post the lockdowns, we saw that. We saw that they wanted, and they did in most cases, they imprisoned people. They sent authorities to storm their households, encouraging others to sell out those that expressed displeasure on social media or literally just having conversations in real time with human beings. I don't like the lockdowns. I don't think we should be doing this. I think it's a bunch of garbage. See, it's not even about complying. Not even about that. It's not about complying physically, even with your real intent sheltered and hidden. That's not what these people want. They don't want, they want a total 100% obedience, allegiance, a bow to the authoritarian machine, not just a physical posture. They want the posture of your heart. They want the posture of your spirit. They want the posture of your intellect to be completely in submission to this narrative, to this machine, and to these agendas. And so all that to say is, when you see the trajectory that we currently are on right now, and we see that they know that their backs are up against the wall, because yes, I will argue that the populist movement, you have Alex Jones speaking at Turning Point events, which I'm totally happy for Alex doing, but my God, did it really take Alex Jones and InfoWars being deplatformed? Did it really take Alex Jones possibly losing his entire livelihood and massive lawfare launched against him to be totally annihilated? Did it take Owen Schroyer to be thrown in a damn jail cell to finally be invited on these stages? Well, I mean, better late than never, and I'm happy to see Alex Jones on platforms speaking to the masses. I am very happy for that, because it's needed and it's necessary. But it goes to my point to say that, unfortunately, you know, that's human behavior. Human behavior doesn't want to listen to truth from the beginning. Human behavior wants to do things their way, thinking they could attain and accomplish the results only God and the truth can accomplish. And unfortunately, sometimes human beings, they have to see the error of their ways. And so I think that's just another example of that. And like I said, the message, I mean, it's just, it's crazy to see how we have like these organizations that barely scratch the surface that have been, you know, fighting this fight for what, the past 6 years, and Alex has been fighting this fight for the past 30 years before these people have been in diapers, gatekeeping whether or not the man could speak. But, you know, it is what it is. Also, it's a testament to the momentum shifting. The tide is changing. It is a testament that America is, and the world is, experiencing not only just a political, but a spiritual realignment, as Alex Jones has been saying. And I think you're going to continue to see this. You're going to continue to see a resurgence of patriots within spaces that were forbidden maybe 6 or 7 years ago. And the reason why you're going to continue to see this is because the more and more that these global elites, these foreign powers, the Israel lobby, the Ukraine lobby, and you got Iran and you got the CCP, you got all of these foreign entities, right? And this globalist machine that all comes together. They all come together. That's what globalism is. Okay, that's biblical. That is Antichrist, New World Order, end times events. It is a global unification that is not supposed to happen, that ends up happening, that is energized by Lucifer. It comprises of different races, different creeds, different religions, different beliefs, all unifying under one man, all energized by Lucifer and Satan himself. And that is the trajectory that we find ourselves continually on. That's why I firmly believe that it's pretty clear. I think I firmly believe that it's pretty clear that as of right now, that is the trajectory we are currently on. A push for globalism, a push for this humanistic slash Luciferian attack, the Bible and anything that resembles God, movement collectively of human beings, right? And so when you come out and you talk about a unification of humans, you got to really clarify what you mean by that, because in the end time scenario, the unification of humans, unified and empowered by Satan, will be led by the Antichrist. The defining factor here is Christ is king, okay? The eternal factor here is Christ is king. Okay, human beings in our fallen state, we are not going to live forever. See, the opposite, everything that Lucifer does is counterfeit. Everything that Satan does is counterfeit. It's a fake, false model of what God is, who God is, and what God does. God is eternal. God has the keys, Christ himself, God in human flesh. He claimed many times, I am the water of life. I am the bread of life. He is eternal life, right? I am the resurrection, right? He is eternal. And that's why the resurrection of Jesus Christ is so imperative to the Christian faith, because if that event did not happen, Jesus Christ, which is a historical human being, if he did not die and rise from the grave, well, Christianity, according to the Apostle Paul, is useless. It's dead. It's meaningless. He's just another religious revolutionary figure. But what separates him from all of humanity and human history is that Jesus Christ, God in human flesh, was born, lived, died, buried, rose from the grave. People have been resurrected before, but what separates Jesus even from that? He raises from the grave and he never dies ever again. Correct. As a human being, Jesus didn't rise from the grave as some kind of spirit, some kind of ghost, human. And so that's why the Jews killed him. That's why the Jews murdered him. You're not allowed to say that on college campuses any longer without some kind of, you know, little APAC Israeli hall monitor. Isn't that crazy? You know what I mean? That's literally in the legislation. There's going to be like an APAC Israel hall monitor trying to sniff out anti-Semitism. Where are those Christians? Are they saying the Jews killed Jesus? We're going to have to annihilate them and take them out. You know what I mean? It used to be like the hall monitors are trying to find the bad kids that are skipping class and making out in the hallways and fornicating in the bathrooms. No, now you got hall monitors that are seeking out and trying to smell out anti-Semitism. We're the anti-Semites. I've been appointed by APAC. I'm here to make sure that you are protected from those scary anti-Semites out there. My gosh, it's just a joke at this point. You know, honestly, it's literally, and they wonder where all the stereotypes come from. Ridiculous. But anyways, that's a whole other conversation. I think it's ridiculous. Like, really? Right? Just like Thomas Massie exposed the other day with Tucker Carlson, that Republicans literally have a little handler, a little APAC Israeli handler. Are you saying the right thing about Israel? Remember, Christian, We don't, you know, we as Israelis, we don't believe in your Christian God. We don't believe Jesus Christ is God in human flesh, but we're going to tell you what you need to say. We're going to give you and make sure you have the right viewpoint. Understand that? Okay? If not, you're done. That's crazy. There's literally like a little guy. There's a little guy running around DC. You know what I mean? There's this there's like this designated little APAC little villain, dude. This little goblin. He's running around. He's just making sure all the Republicans are in line. I'm pretty sure Democrats have one too, right? He's just running around. He's the enforcer. He's the APAC enforcer, dude. He's just running around. He's putting all the Republicans in check. You make sure you say the right thing about Israel, because if you don't, Benjamin Netanyahu is going to be mad at you and God's going to curse you. Genesis 12. Genesis 12. Genesis 12. All right. I'm distracting myself. Oh, by the way, if you're watching on X, at Real Alex Jones, at InfoWars, I forgot to share the link. I'll share it right now on the break. At Drew H Live, follow me right now. Share the transmission. Share the transmission. Share the transmission. Before I lose my train of thought, let me get back to the point. The point is this. The point is, it's obviously abundantly clear that this is not about a human collective. Now, we are made in the image of God. We are mankind. We are human beings. We are God's creation. But from a biblical standpoint, we are fallen. Just blame your father Adam and your and your feminist and your feminist boss babe mentality mom Eve. That's where that comes from, by the way. Right? It literally comes from the garden. Why are males right now in 2024 so cucked out in beta? Well, I mean, just take a look at the fall of man. That was Adam. He was a cuck. He was a beta. Followed his wife that was following Satan. Like, oh, wow. Couldn't take a stand against that, huh, Adam? Sound familiar? And of course, the woman leading the charge, totally blind, all emotional, obsessed over power. I want my job. My career and my job comes before God, my kids and my wife and my husband and my marriage. Just take the apple. Take the apple. Yeah, there's something God's keeping from me. Yeah, just follow the woman. Yeah, that's where that comes from. But, you know, the origins of this thing goes way back. And what people need to understand is that is according to, you look at the book of Romans, take a look at chapter 1-8. You see that whole dynamic that the apostle Paul rolls out. That creation has fallen. Sin has entered the world. The Adam. Now we have the new Adam, Jesus Christ. But sin has damaged the world. It's damaged the universe. It's why we are in a constant state of perpetual decay moving forward, but at the same time, we are deteriorating, right? Nothing lives forever. Nothing. Nothing in this universe will last or live forever. Nothing. Only the eternal Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they are eternal. And this is why we need them. This is why we need the gospel to access that eternal life, faith, repentance. Correct. So with that said, but that's why there is this mirroring when it comes to Satan. Because just like the last guest was mentioning, that they're, according to this globalist mentality, these are human beings, fallen human beings. And the Bible says there are no children of God outside of the born again. This is why Jesus even told Nicodemus, you must be born again. If anything, the Bible comes out and says, you are children of Satan. The Bible calls you, if you're not born again, you're not a Christian, you are a child of wrath, sons and daughters of disobedience. Okay, that's the fundamental problem here. And that culture and that spirit, that's why the Bible also says the spirit of the Antichrist is already fully operational in the world. And that was written 2,000 years ago, right? And so this isn't a human collective. The total end game is to deceive humanity to band together to wage war against the Son of God, Psalms chapter 2. And so I say all that to say is the end game and the most imperative aspect of this war is your soul, is your spirit, is your eternal destination. Because the only way to truly ensure an eternal future is faith in Jesus Christ. Now, don't get it twisted. I'm not one of these like limp-wristed beta senior pastors that are like, oh, you know, Jesus is coming back in my lifetime. He said there would be days like this. Look how bad it is. Just sit back, shut up, and enjoy the show. Don't get involved in politics because that's divisive. That's so gay. If you're in a church, what a homosexual thing to say, honestly. Seriously. Your pastor's probably a homosexual, just straight up. If you're in a church and your pastor preaches stuff like that, don't get involved in politics. That's divisive. It's divisive. Oh my God, it's so divisive. What are you talking about? Oh my gosh, dude. I just can't anymore. I can't with these people. I literally can't. They're cowards, they're betas, they're probably homosexuals, they're probably sodomites, and all they care about is their comfy little 501c3 salary, right? But, you know, as we take a look at the political landscape, and you have to take a look at the spiritual landscape, a lot of people are waking up to this reality. And with that point, I say is, no, that's not the type of Christian I am. I don't think that's the type of Christian we should be. Wow, things are bad, so we should just tap out and not fight for our future. Wow, the LGBTQ homosexual pedophiles, they're totally targeting all of our children. Well, Jesus said they'd be bad, so let's just not do anything. Let's not put up a fight. Oh, no man knows the day or the hour. Nobody knows. Jesus could come back in 5 seconds, 5 minutes, 500 years. We as Christians, you look at Ephesians 5, we are called not to partake in the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. We are called to expose. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. We are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men, correct? That they might see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. That means that you, as a born-again Christian, just by existing, the reality of your born again experience will expose darkness wherever you go. And only the born again Christians know what I'm talking about. No matter where you go, it doesn't matter where you are. You could be in a family environment. You could be out to dinner. You could be in a church environment. You could be in a political environment. It doesn't matter where you are. The Holy Spirit, He's in you. And when you're around things and you know they're wrong and you know the Bible and you know the truth and you know what's being said is inaccurate and you know what's being done is false and you know that there's something you must say, it burns. His word burns within you. It burns within you. You got to say something. It's the conviction. It's not a funny feeling. It's the reality because you know the truth. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. And to deny that and to suppress that, doesn't matter what generation you're in. Doesn't matter if Jesus is going to come in 5 minutes and we all know about it. We are still tasked as Christians to expose and oppose evil at all times. That is our biblical charge. You see that throughout the entire scripture, especially in the New Testament. So to back down from that is total cuckery. I think that's cowardice. And the book of Revelation says cowards go to hell. So stop being a beta, dude. Honestly, we'll be right back. Share all the links.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity-Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Fox News, you see, bears a huge responsibility for sowing doubt about the vaccine, validating the anti-vaxxers as the pandemic continues.
So it's clear we can't vaccinate our way out of this.
Congressman, do you plan on complying with this ridiculous non-science-based mask mandate?
You can't force me to take a medicine I don't want. If you can do that, why can't you sterilize me or lobotomize? What can't you do to me? Most people are going along with this because they're afraid. A few brave souls are not.
The science shows the vaccine will not necessarily protect you. It's not protecting many people.
And what if Fauci's one solution doesn't work? Just entertain that idea for one moment. What if it doesn't work?
Buying a fake vaccination card is an act of desperation by decent law-abiding Americans who have been forced into a corner by tyrants. There are no vaccine passports. That's insane. It's Alex Jones stuff. And by the way, just so you know, as proof, if you want to get a job, you'll need your vaccine papers.
It is the beginning of the communist-style social credit system.
Do they embrace the crazy? Do they own it? Or are they the Romanovs of cognitive dissonance? And so a tip of the tinfoil hat to take us off the air tonight. And here's where all that stuff ends up other than the ICU. This was a highway overpass on Friday, I-75 in Texas. The banners read, vaccines kill. You are the trial. Vaccines kill. Trump won. And so an added tip of the tinfoil cowboy hat to the anti-vax army of the I-75 overpass.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, InfoWarriors, we are back. You are back. You've now breached the Matrix. You're watching the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. Just getting these links out on X right now. Make sure to share this at Drew H Live, at Real Alex Jones, at InfoWars right now. Share the link. Tag me and I'll repost it. Oh, and by the way, make sure to follow me. Stay connected. On Rumble, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. You see that on the Chiron right below me. rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. Follow me over there. I go live Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific. That's 9 p.m. Eastern. We get based over there. It's fun. Some late night fun. You guys will love it. I promise. But if you're a cuck, I guarantee you probably won't like it. probably hurt your feelings. But that's totally fine. All right, back to the matter at hand. So I say all that to say, as I closed out the last segment, that when you're dealing with these powers and you're dealing with this demonic entity, that's what it is, you're going to see these parallels and this false parallel. You'll see this mirroring of who God is, what God does, what God says, all of that, because it's satanic. And as the last guest host was stating, that the global elites have an obsession with living forever. Okay, that's a God complex. All right. The globalist mindset has an obsession with living forever. You will see this throughout time. You will see this throughout various different races and empires that rise and fall. Their elites are always frantically, two things you see historically. You see a total obsession with obviously seizing power and dismantling any type of middle class, keeping a two-tiered system, elites at the top and peasants at the bottom. You see this obsession and this willingness through aggression, violence, at all costs, to not only seize power, but to withhold power, right? You see this through every single tyrannical empire that rises and falls. But also, you see this throughout human history. You take a look at the Egyptians, the list goes on, right? You see this obsession with the afterlife because it's one of the biggest questions that mankind has always asked themselves. What happens when we die? Where do we go when we die? What is the afterlife? And there are multiple interpretations through multiple religions, cults. But when it comes to the occult, this is where Lucifer will really step in and start to make these promises through technological advances or unknown wisdom outside of the current day civilization's understanding of their technological current standing, right? And it'll be presented through their higher. I mean, you take a look at throughout human history, I would argue in modern times, the past 100 years, that would have probably come through the scientific community. That would have probably come through the occult bleeding through and taking over the science community, the medical community. I mean, take a look at NASA. What the hell was NASA? You know what I mean? NASA's crazy to me. Bringing in Nazis and founding NASA and deceiving the United States of America to believe that this is an American achievement. American pride. Look at the flag on that shuttle. Yeah. Had no idea what was really going on. I mean, your government lies to you. But anyways, the point is you see this obsession with eternal life. Because I would argue that 99.9% of human beings' greatest fear is death. Or they're at least wondering about it, thinking about it, concerned about it. Life insurance, policies, inheritance. This transcends race, this transcends culture, this transcends generations. And so when the occult steps in, you will see this, right? I would, like I said, I argue the past 100 years, probably the science community, right? Demonic beings and the occult presenting itself to high IQ astrophysicists, nuclear fission, all of this that's been developing this past 100 years, where it's presented, right? Like the supernatural wisdom is presented as, well, these are the secrets of the universe to bring us to a greater technological breakthrough. Now, I would say in the modern day, that seems like the way to deceive our current generations the past 100 years. Just present doctrines of demons, these off-world entity ideas that present ideological, scientific, technological breakthroughs to human beings, get them to think that that's some kind of technologically advanced civilization or entity, when reality, it's fallen angels or demonic, right? But if you take a look at human history, you see this throughout different, just pick on the Egyptians or look at the Babylonians and King Nebuchadnezzar and why Daniel played such a huge role in that generation and culture. Why? Because he was seeking to interpret these crazy dreams he was experiencing. And who were his go-tos? His go-tos were what? The philosophers, the interpreters, the mediums, right? Those that are experts in the supernatural. Not so much the technological, right? But those that are the experts in the supernatural. So you kind of see this throughout human history, which I find interesting, right? Like the higher, those that are viewed in high esteem are like the those that are engaged in witchcraft or engaged in interfacing mediums with engaging with off-world spirits, right? In the context of religion, like those are seen, right? The interpreters, the fortune tellers, right? Like those are the ones we look to as super, right? As advanced. But now we live in this age where you look at, obviously, you look at, right? Physicists, you look at scientists. I think this is why the CDC, and this is why the global elites have harnessed the CDC, have harnessed the World Health Organization. They harness the experts within your government. They harness the experts in whatever it is that appears. This is why they tell you, trust the science, trust the science, trust the science, trust the science, right? That's what they're currently hijacking. I mean, how the hell does a loser like Bill Gates end up the damn spokesperson in the medical community for vaccines? How the hell does that happen? Because that is the current vehicle to communicate to this current generation that those are the experts of your day. Not the mediums, not the fortune tellers, not those that perform witchcraft or the occult. No, they're not the experts. No, the experts are in the scientific community, the medical community. The experts are here, and that's where all of these demonic ideas are being pushed to. Trust Planned Parenthood. They're the medical experts. All of these depopulation agendas could be tied to exactly what I'm talking about. You really think about it. And I think that's intentional. Because this current generation, because we've experienced technological leaps, we've experienced technological breakthroughs, right? And so it makes sense to me that these next big deceptions will come in the form of a technological leap or advancement. But it's all demonic in origin. I hope that makes sense to people, but because that's what I've been experiencing. That's what I've been discerning as I watch the world unfold around me. But with that said, this is what leads me to conclude where we are right now, especially with just a few months out from this election. When this entity that is obsessed with seizing and withholding power at all costs, and you have this death cult that is obsessed with eternal life and attempting to achieve that at all costs. And that's why you have this climate change death cult. It all ties in, man. They're all false prophets. It all ties in. The climate change death cult at the heart of it, not the elites at the top. Maybe some of them. Some of them might buy into it. Some of them might actually believe. And I think that's correct. Right, you got like these Hollywood elite useful idiot retards that are running around preaching the climate change false prophecies. Some of them, yes, they believe that we are on the verge of the end of the world. And this is why they believe that they, because they are super mega stars, right? Because humanity props these damn people up, gives them a God complex. Of course, they're going to think that they believe that we, the peasants that don't make millions of dollars a year, literally acting and being fake for a living, right? That get propped up on a damn pedestal that looks down upon us. That's why these people are called stars, because they're looking down on us. Of course, these people are going to think in a doomsday scenario. Well, there's something special about me, and there's nothing special about you, because I'm the one with fame, glory, millions of dollars, and you're the peasant down there. So yes, I shall survive. I shall continue to use jumbo jets. I shall continue to have jumbo yachts. I shall continue to have a carbon footprint. And you, the peasant, will die to ensure that me, the special elite, can go forward into the future of humanity, because there's obviously something special about me that needs to partake in the rebuilding of mankind in the future. Makes total. This is why I tell people, stop propping up celebrities. Like, the celebrity culture breeds this mentality in these people, and you wonder why they look down on you like a damn dog, piece of garbage, something expendable, like Fauci and his damn beagles. You know what I mean? Fauci, like how Fauci views beagles, that's how they view you, okay? Straight up. But so some of them, yes, they feel entitled to this future and this utopia and this new world order. But it's all stemmed in this fear of death, right? It's all stemmed in this fear of losing life. And so if you take a look at, I mean, I'm just speculating, these demonic powers and Lucifer, that's where you step in and you offer a solution to a desperate, absolutely dangerous, and willing, that's anti-God culture, and they'll just embrace it. They'll receive it like it's nothing, like it's absolutely nothing. They will, and this is why I'm like, yeah, man, I think this is how the mark of the beast, the Antichrist, all of this, everything I'm telling you right now, you could see how it will unfold in the Bible. The whole world, God will send a strong delusion. They'll accept the Antichrist. They will hail this man as a worldwide globalist, human unifying peacemaker. And so you gotta, like, this is it, man. Like, we are obviously living in the end times. No man knows the day or the hour, but discernment levels must be, like, your discernment alert must, I mean, as a Christian, should always be just, you know, if 10 is the max, it should be at just maxed out at 10 all the time. But I think it's clear that we are witnessing that, and we are experiencing this psychological, spiritual takeover and hijacking that is making these people more dangerous, because they are open to Luciferianism. They don't even try to hide it anymore. They're pushing after school Satan clubs on children. It's just out in the open. They're not trying to hide it. They're unapologetic. They hate God. They want nothing to do with any form of morality whatsoever. And that's going to create a vacuum. And something's got to fill that. And what's filling that right now is Satan, doctrines of demons. And we are seeing the result. We're not seeing the symptoms of that. I'll just pick on America. We're not seeing the symptoms of that. We are seeing the results of that very thing. And so I say that all to say that we are dealing with a desperate, dangerous collective and entity that goes far beyond communism, that goes far beyond socialism, that goes far beyond Democrat, Republican. You got both parties hijacked in this country, in this nation. You are dealing with a total group that is open to being manipulated. They are open to this. They are open to being manipulated. They are open to being puppets of these demonic beings. Now, however, this is why I brought up this seismic shift, and that Alex has been calling a realignment, because we've seen this in Europe the past few weeks. They're all saying it's the far right is making gains and they're all losing their minds. No, it's just humanity. Call far right, call whatever you want. That's fine. I don't care. Call whatever you want. It is a resurgency of truth, of freedom, and people that are pushing back against this tyrannical system that is satanic in origin, that wants to hijack the free will of mankind, because that's what's happening here. And it's happening here in America as well. We are seeing the resurgence. We are seeing the comeback. We are seeing the pushback. That's why they have gotten so aggressively hostile, and they've accelerated, right? Steve Bannon, they're throwing in jail. Alex Jones, InfoWars, they've accelerated that. They've already put Owen Schroyer in a damn jail cell. They've already tried to go after Roger Stone. He needed a pardon. And I personally think they're going to put Trump on house arrest. I mean, did you guys see that campaign video? I don't know if it came out last night or sometime yesterday. I don't know when it came out. or I don't know if it was a campaign video, but it was Big Mike encouraging people to vote. I don't know if the team might be able to find that. It's on my X. Just scroll down like twice. You'll see it. You cannot convince me that that is a woman. Dude, there's just no way. There's no way. Look, they're rolling out Big Mike, dude. They are getting ready to roll out Big Mike. Big Mike is telling people to get ready, and you got to vote, and you got to participate, and you got to engage, because the whole world and democracy is on the line. And they're getting ready to activate Big Mike. I think Roger Stone might be right. I think we might. We're what, a week away from the debate between Joe Biden and Trump? I think they'll allow the debate to happen so they can use it as an excuse to say, okay, this is it. He's done. We can't do this anymore. We can't. Joe has become a liability because he's actually, Joe Biden is red pilling people right now. He literally is. I can't tell you how many normies and family members I speak to, and they're like, did you see Joe Biden the other day? Is he even alive? That guy's like dead. How the hell is he the president? I mean, literally, Joe Biden is red pilling more people than Donald Trump, than Alex Jones, than Drew Hernandez or Nick Fuentes. Joe Biden is the ultimate red pill right now. All you got to do is sit back and watch him. I'm being serious. I'm not trying to be funny. All you got to do is sit there and watch Joe Biden walk. Red pill instantly. Oh, yeah, that's your president right there. Fun, isn't it? Wow. Yeah. Yeah. And then they tell you that Trump is Adolf Hitler and the SS is coming to enslave everybody. But yeah, that guy right there that could barely walk, he's the answer. You see what I'm saying? So Joe Biden is a liability. I think we'll probably get this debate and that'll be it. I think they'll finally pull the plug. Joe will probably go into hiding all of July. And then they'll start preparing to roll out Big Mike. I think they'll probably go with Big Mike in August. Because DNC, the convention's in August, right? I think I have that right. They'll probably roll Big Mike out. I just have this vision in my mind of like a mix between like the Democrat Party are preparing Big Mike in like a lab somewhere. I have this, remember 50 Cent's, remember 50 Cent's video in from Inda Club, when he's like in like a hospital. It's like aftermath. You got Dr. Dre and Eminem are like, they're like working on 50 Cent. Like he's the new like creation to come out of aftermath and just dominate the whole world. Like some kind of Terminator model, right? I just have this vision of Big Mike, you know, like you got Obama, you got all these globalists, you got all these people in like a medical setting. They're programming, they're getting Big Mike ready. They're shooting Big Mike up with all kinds of steroids. The veins are like popping out of the neck. You know what I mean? Like a mixture of that and the Manchurian Candidate. The movie with Denzel Washington. Obviously, there's an OG movie, but I have that in my mind when I think about Big Mike being prepared. You know what I mean? They're shooting up Big Mike's genitals. You know, they're just like pumping that thing up like Austin Powers. They're getting them ready, dude. They're getting them ready. But listen, all jokes aside, I think that's coming. It would solve a lot of problems because Trump is gaining the black vote and Latino vote. And I don't think Big Mike getting 4 years or 8 years in the White House is what they want. You would instantaneously have another 8 years of Barack Obama. Literally, instantaneously, you will have 8 years of Barack Obama. And unfortunately, woke black people will always be more loyal to skin color than truth, their bank account or anything else. They will always be more loyal to skin color in a political activist environment. And if you ask me, if I'm the Democrat Party, you don't go with a Gavin Newsom. You don't go with a Kamala Harris. You go with Big Mike, because then you literally, I'm not talking about the O'Biden regime and Barack Obama calling the shots from down the street. No, I'm talking about you will literally have Barack Obama in the White House if they go with Big Mike. And at the same time, Barack Obama could still draw a crowd. I'm going to be honest with you guys. He can still draw a crowd. He is their golden calf. He is their savior. The first black POTUS. That is their crown achievement. Barack Obama is the Democrat Party's literal chief slave, dude. Literally. That dude is their chief slave. woke black people don't even realize that. That guy has a thought of his own. If they go with Big Mike, you will literally and simultaneously, if they put Trump on house arrest, Trump won't be able to campaign. He won't be able to campaign. Let's just say we do get a free and fair election, right? Trump won't be able to campaign in the battleground states. He'll be stuck in Mar-a-Lago. And whoever his VP is, better bring it. I'm going to be honest. Whoever Trump's VP pick is right now should literally start preparing to campaign and carry the torch for Trump now. Because if they put Trump on house arrest, he can't go anywhere. While at the same time, if you have Big Mike campaigning and then you have Barack Obama campaigning elsewhere, because that's on the ticket, not just showing up in support as an endorsement. Because we know what a Big Mike presidency is. So I don't know. You guys let me know if you're tuning in on X. Let me know in the comments, at me, tag me. If you're watching on Rumble or Band.video, we'll see. We shall see. And even if does Trump win by some miracle, I don't think these people are going to certify this election. Then all hell is really going to break loose, and we'll see what happens then. We shall see what happens then. But through all of this, in the midst of all of this, we have to maintain our faith and stability in Christ, in God, because Christ is King, and we continue to oppose and expose. I think they want a violent revolution, and if we give that to them, you're going to see a full-scale, launched martial law tyranny on America entirely. So we shall see in the coming weeks. My name is Drew Hernandez. This is the fourth hour, the conclusion of the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. The War Room is coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Follow me on rumble.com/Drew Hernandez and on X at Drew H Live. Share the links. Don't go anywhere because the legendary War Room is up next.
Ultimate Fish Oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And we know that fish oil has been one of the most popular, if not the most popular supplements for decades in the United States. Many people consume fish oil that they get at the grocery store, that they get at the pharmacy, but Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com is a superior product. And there are so many different reasons why you should be getting this product from InfoWarsStore.com instead of the generic brands or the name brands at your pharmacy or the grocery store. Okay, so the first reason why you want to check out Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com is because there are studies that show that fish oil can help with things like lowering your blood pressure. It can also help with things like brain development. Studies have been backing that up for years. And finally, things like inflammation can also be reduced for those who consume fish oil. Now, Ultimate Fish Oil is not just your generic type of fish oil, but it is brought to you by InfoWars, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. So this targeted release fish oil not only helps your heart, helps your brain, helps with inflammation, but it keeps InfoWars on the air. Now, we know we are at a really fishy time in the history of the United States of America. And if you want to make a difference in your own life and your own health while simultaneously making a positive impact and difference in the world, then going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting Ultimate Fish Oil is a great way to fight the machine while fighting for your health. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil now. Take the leap, grab the Ultimate Fish Oil, and let's show the world what you're truly capable of. The question isn't who's going to let you, it's who's going to stop you. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.